BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目 with you, Neil.
And you, Jiaying. And for today's English phrase, we're off to the theatre, but not literally.
The show must go on 和 all the world's a stage 这两句话都和 theatre 戏剧有关，对吧？
They are, but this phrase is completely new and describes the act of someone appearing to work hard when in reality they're not being very productive. We call this productivity theatre.
Productivity theatre, 名词 productivity 的意思是生产力、工作效率，而名词 theatre 在这里的意思是做戏。比喻某人给他人留下了工作忙、效率高的印象，但这其实是装的。搭配Productivity theatre 就描述这种工作高效的假象。
Correct. Theatre used as an adjective can describe someone's exaggerated or insincere behavior. We call this theatrical. So in the workplace, someone may try to look busy by speaking loudly or shuffling lots of paper, but it's an act. They are performing productivity theatre.
所以我们不应该被这种假装忙碌的行为所欺骗。看上去忙可不意味着真忙。这很可能是 productivity theater, 演出来的忙碌。I think we should hear more about this in these examples.
She says she hasn't time to write the report, but I know it's just productivity theater. Typing loudly at work isn't really being efficient.It's just productivity theatre. She always claims she has to work late, but I know she slinks off when everyone's gone home. It's productivity theatre.
在本期地道英语节目中，我们正在学习新搭配 productivity theatre 的含义和用法。我们用它来描述某人看起来在卖力工作。给人留以勤奋的印象，实则是装出来的假象。Something you would never do, Neil.
Of course. But I have heard about people who work from home, and while watching TV, they occasionally send an email so it looks like they're working. A great example of productivity theatre.
I know people who say they're very busy, and I see them on the computer doing online shopping.
Productivity theatre?
Yes, indeed.
You know, I might give productivity theatre a try, Jiaying.
Not before you finish all your work.
Okay, more productivity and less theatre for now. See you next time.
Bye.
BBC Learning English.